That's great. So the reason why I'm doing this again, first off, I want to thank Whole Foods for having me. Yes. And thank them for giving the samples. Thank Navitas Naturals for, giving the samples. This is, Superfoods is such, I'm so passionate about it because I've been involved with Superfoods now for the last 6 years. I've been implementing them in my life. And our mission at Atlantis is to empower and guide you to, you know, total health and wellness, making Massachusetts the healthiest place to live in the country. And that is really what it is. It's about empowerment through information. And, you know, Whole Foods is the same thing. They're really linked into the community. And when you think about it, for those of you that have heard me speak before, you know that I talk about the number one defining characteristic of your health and well-being is your belief system. Because your beliefs dictate your what? Your actions, correct. So what you believe dictates what you do. And ultimately, we live in the United States of America. It's the five people closest to you that you become. So United States ranks what on the 50 healthiest countries in the world? Based on life expectancy. 51. We don't even rank. So it's the people around you that are identifying your beliefs. It's stuff like this. So my father has high cholesterol, my mother has high cholesterol, my brother has high cholesterol, so guess what? Due to hereditary, what do people tell you? You're going to get high cholesterol. Well, that's based on an old science. The new science is called epigenetics. Has anybody heard of epigenetics? No? Well, what epigenetics now tells you is that your genes, right? We're taught that we're a product of our genes. Well, epigenetics now tell us that our genes have a protein code on them, which the gene code will change based on lifestyle. So based on the stresses that are exposed to it. So the foods that you're eating, you know, the stresses that you're under, the lifestyle that you're living, actually changes your gene code, not through generations, but within a generation. So your lifestyle is affecting your children's lifestyle real time. And you can actually change your likelihood of having high cholesterol or likelihood of having, you know, how many people have heard the term, oh yeah, you just produce a lot of cholesterol because it's in your genes. Right? That is not true. And you can change that stuff. And one way that I really, really like to do that, and it's not 100% like I was just talking about. A lot of times people hear me talk about food because I'm a nutritionist, but I also talk about the whole lifestyle. It's everything. But a major way you can change this stuff is through food. And it's our belief about food that really, I think, in this country, which it's just so skewed. I was talking to a patient before I got here. A child has ADD, father has ADD, and we're helping them with their ADD symptoms. I have ADD. I'm like a poster child for it. You don't have to laugh at that, okay? And they drink 3 gallons of milk a week. And some people would say, oh man, that is great. They must have strong bones. Right? And then you have another camp that tells you you shouldn't even drink an ounce of milk a week. How many people have heard that milk is bad for you? Right? How many people think milk is good for you? And you have different camps on both sides. You have these one, you know, a camp over here that says, I got to give my kids milk for strong bones. You know, it's going to make them strong. It's good for protein. And then you have this person over here said, well, hey, listen, if God wanted us to drink from the udders of a cow, you know, he would have gave, you know, mammals don't drink other mammals' milk. And that's this camp. So once you start looking at and you start exploring these things, the foods that we eat come from our beliefs. Here's another one, fat-free. How many people eat fat-free foods, sugar-free foods? You know, fat-free and sugar-free is such, has been so skewed, you know, margarine versus butter. You know, who do you believe? And what do you believe? soda. Do you know that when you drink one can of soda, it takes you 32 glasses of water to offset the acidity effect of that one can of soda? So how many people can drink 32 glasses of water to neutralize the acidity? You can't do it. So what happens? Well, your body draws calcium from the bones. Same thing happens when you drink milk. The body draws calcium from the bones. So, you know, we live this pyramid, this food pyramid that we've grown up with, that is so ingrained in our heads. You know, we've got to have the grains, we've got to have the pastas, and how many people have heard, you know, before the Boston Marathon, people do what? They eat pasta, right? And you know, before big races, a lot of people eat pasta, or people, you know, think a great snack is pizza. I see that all the time. Or a well-balanced meal is a cheeseburger with lettuce, tomato, and onion on it. It's these cultural things that really have drive me to talk about the superfood topic, because I am the type of individual that is all about performance. I want to get the best. I want what I put into my body to be the best of the best, because guess what? I got one body and I need to treat it well. And you are ultimately a product of your daily rituals. You put a 300-pound person in front of me, and you put, you know, a lean, you know, 20% body fat individual with me over here, I can tell you based on what their body's been adapting to, somewhat what their lifestyle's been. Because you are an adaptation to that lifestyle. And you can start to make assumptions about what their beliefs are. And then what's challenging for me is me bringing, you know, recognizing and trying to, you know, come to some sort of agreement on these beliefs. I'm really cautious to challenge individuals' beliefs when they've been ingrained for so long. So one of the topics that we're going to talk about tonight is superfoods. And for those of you that were at my last talk, we dove into, you know, goji berry, hemp seed, goji berry, cacao, honey. We dove into a whole bunch of superfoods. I'm going to highlight those very quickly, and then I'm going to bring up three new ones at the end of this. But ultimately, for a food to be a superfood, you know, is really not a class of superfoods. Okay, it's kind of, it's more of a marketing term, I would have to, you know, I'd have to say. But in order for something to be considered a superfood, like what makes a food a superfood, or how can you even put it on a list, it has to have more than a dozen unique properties. It's not just high in vitamin C, or it's high in vitamin A. It's got to be able to, you know, have linoleic acid in it that helps your metabolism, that helps your thyroid gland, helps you lose weight, it gives you energy. So the superfood, like kale, has a lot of this life energy that I talk about. Ultimately, where do we get our energy from? Oh, that's good. Well, we're going to talk about that. You know what? That brings something up. Ultimately, where do we get our energy from? Thank you, Katie. Look at that. Give Katie a little round of applause. So, ultimately, we get our energy from the sun, okay? So, the food that harnesses the most amount of sun energy, or has the most amount of energy inside it, wins. Because we believe typically in fats, carbohydrates, and proteins, right? That's what we grew up on. So our body runs on energy. And we break down fat, carbohydrates, and proteins into simple sugars. And then that's stored in our fat cells. And at rest, we break down our fat cells for energy. So your major energy source right now, while you're sitting there, is fat. Okay? So you're burning fat all day long. And then people say, well, why don't I get skinny then? Well, the problem is that's the way it should be. That is not the way that it is. Can somebody tell me why that was at the last talk? Go ahead, George, why? Exactly. Because we are feeding ourselves with too many carbohydrates and sugars. So what happens is our bodies never really have to dive into that fat metabolism, so we end up just eating when we crave foods, so we always have sugar in our body, which, what do we do with sugar? Where do we put it? Fat cells. So we never break down our fat effectively, so our insulin levels go up and down. I gave a talk, it's on my website, it's how to lose 10 pounds in 30 days. I talk about that. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Adrian. If anybody's on Facebook, you can follow Adrian's story. Miracle. Just so transformational. We're very proud of her. So you break down fat. One way to stimulate fat metabolism, other than superfood, now that I'm on this tangent because it's my ADD, we can do that, is to temporarily fast. Go 15 hours without eating 3 days a week. And yes, you're going to get a little low blood sugar level, but you have to challenge that system. So what does 15 hours look like? 15 hours looks like 7 o'clock's your last meal. You don't eat until 10 the next morning. The only thing you put into your system during that time is water. And you do that 3 days, then you do it 4 days. Then you start working out a little bit. You'll challenge that fat metabolism, and it will stimulate your body to break down fat again and then starve it of carbohydrates. You really need to limit the amount of sugars that you're putting into your systems. And the way that I do that is I snack on superfoods. I never have low energy. I'm jacked up on superfoods all the time. Look at this right here. We're going to be talking about coconut. This is coconut water. The highest amount of natural electrolytes out of any other plant substance on the planet is coconut. And what I wanted to do is they sell baby, has anybody seen the baby coconuts here? Right? What I do is I take a screwdriver and a hammer and I knock one hole in one side, I knock another hole in another side, and then I drink it with a straw. It is so good. Because somebody was asking me, what do I do after exercise? What do I do after a workout? Typically, I do coconuts. In the absence of coconut, I'm doing this type of coconut water. You got to be careful with which coconut waters you drink, but we'll get there. All right. Life in food, right? Anybody ever heard of Kirlon photography? Shows you the life that's in food. So you look at a broccoli here. On the right side, you see a broccoli that is a non-organic broccoli. You look on the left side, that is a broccoli that's an organic broccoli. See the amount of light being irradiated? What that means is that harnesses more energy from the sun and then it irradiates more energy. And then you look at a food like a cooked tomato on the left and a raw tomato on the right. See that light that's coming out of that? So, you know, you have fats, carbohydrates, proteins, minerals, vitamins. I believe that one thing that's missing out of all of this is life. Because how do you manage it? I mean, how do you quantify it? You can't. But I can tell you, if you eat a pizza versus eating a salad, which one do you think you're going to have more energy from? The salad, right? Because you think about your digestive system like a juicer. You put a pizza in a juicer, what's going to happen? Sarah, what's going to happen? It's going to bind it up. It's going to, just like it comes out sometimes, all bound up. I can do that, Anna. Now, if you put a salad in a juicer, what comes out? Juice, life. And you drink that. You get, you know, you harness that energy. You feel good. One of the foods that that I don't typically cover in this, it's marine phytoplankton. Marine phytoplankton, do you sell that? Did you find out if you sold that? Right. I'm having a difficult time getting it. Marine phytoplankton is the only food on the planet that has ATP in it. ATP is like the chemical it's a chemical code that your body uses for energy. So it breaks down sugar into ATP, and then all of a sudden you have energy. That's what our body uses as energy in the cells. Well, the only food on the planet that has ATP is marine phytoplankton, you drink marine phytoplankton or take a little bit of it, immediately you're getting natural energy, a super, super boost with no crash because you're not breaking anything down. It does nothing to your sugar levels. So you start taking this stuff and people are going to be like, well, what the heck's gotten into you? I want what you're taking. You're like, I'm all jacked up on marine algae. You know, that's what sustains life. 80% of all of the oxygen in the atmosphere comes from marine phytoplankton. Only 15% of it comes from trees. 80%. And what's a whale live on? Marine phytoplankton. You get this marine phytoplankton, you get it into your system, you'd be all jacked up. Yes? We're going to get into that. Well, yeah, I'm way ahead of myself right now. Just want to make sure I get to that stuff. Yeah, because blue-green algae is really similar because it harnesses a lot of chlorophyll, but it just doesn't have the natural, it doesn't have the ATP in it. So when you, like if you start on marine phytoplankton, you start taking it, you can get that stuff online. What happens is Oceans Alive is the name of it. And that's the one that is the typically one of the better ones out there. When you start taking it, you take too much of it, you'll start to get feverish, you'll start to feel really warm, because that, and it's almost like working out, because you're producing all that ATP without working out. So you want to go slowly into these products. These products are very, very alkalizing, and they're very detoxifying. So I'm really cautious with, especially when we talk about blue-green algae, how much you actually take, because your liver will start to detoxify very, very quickly. And before you start getting onto superfoods, like I tell people, I say, I'd like you to go gluten-free, you know, clean your system, drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest, get that stuff done first, because you don't want to just start jacking yourself on superfoods, because you're going to feel good, and then you're going to start getting feverish, you might start to get a cold, but because it's very detoxifying. I mean, look at this thing. This is cacao, papaw. Look at that. Look at the light that's coming out of that thing, right? I mean, if that's not enough, I mean, look, that's a tomato and that's cacao. Come on, why wouldn't you put this in your body? Would you? When we talk about our superfood smoothie tonight called the Atlantis, it is all jacked up on cacao. I mean, it is like super cacao. You drink one of these things and, I mean, you're like, wah! Because cacao is enormous amounts of energy. Look at this, goji berry, forget about it. We have that in the Atlantis smoothie too. You dump a little goji berry in there, you dump a little cacao and boom! You know, but the first time you taste one of these super smoothies might not be the most appealing thing to your lips, right? After you start drinking it, it is, because it tastes like a, you know, chocolate mousse. But once you start, you know, desensitizing your palate to, you know, a Hershey's bar versus, you know, drinking raw cacao, because cacao, that's basically what chocolate's made out of. But chocolate is, I mean, the cacao beans processed and regurgitated and spun around and cooked, it's really dead. All the enzymes are out of it. But when you start putting raw cacao into your diet, that's really where it is. So when we talk about the goji berry, we'll go into cacao now that we're here. You talk about the cacao bean, what you want to do is you get that raw powder, and like for your kids, you put it in like a little soy milk or coconut milk, warm that up. That's your hot chocolate during the whole year. The kids love it. It is awesome. And you're in cacao, how many people have heard of antioxidants? Right? Give me something that's high in antioxidants. Name something. What's that? Blueberries. Very good, Bill. Blueberries are very high in antioxidants. I think they score maybe 200, 250. Hold on one second. Oh, forget it. 32. Sorry, Bill. My bad. 32 out of 1,000. Give me something else. Raspberries. Nice. Ooh, I love raspberries. Go picking them. Hold on. Oh, you're right. 134. Those are black raspberries. 134. You want to know what cacao scores? 958 or something crazy. It's like it's the highest level antioxidant on the planet. You look at resveratrol, it doesn't even come close. Wild blueberries, not even close. 61. Black raspberries, 164. Acai powder, acai is high. That's two. That 526, and then cacao and cacao nibs, the most amount of antioxidants you can ever put in your body. At the end, I give you a list of how much cacao, how much goji berries, and don't. I mean, this superfood smoothie has a lot of this stuff in it. You can just dump it all in, But just don't do it all at one time. So just work yourself into it. You have a smoothie now. Don't have another smoothie in the afternoon. Like I typically do a few a day. But right now you just want to make sure that you're one, two a day. No, sorry, one a day. That's it. And be light. So cacao, very high in iron, manganese. Also, anybody heard of serotonin? Right, serotonin, the kind of feel good thing. You eat chocolate, and you kind of feel real good. Well, when you're that's because it has these adenosines in it, and once you start eating those, it releases serotonin in your body. That's why you feel good. So you start to eat cacao powder, right? Or you make it in your smoothie. Next thing you know, you're happy. Oh my God, happy! Then you're like me. People, aggravated because I'm happy all the time. Well, it's because I'm all jacked up on this stuff. No, that's not why. But it really changes your mood, changes the way that you are once you start eating these foods. I mean, it's really good in omega-3s. And then, the whole idea behind the goji berry is the number one thing in Chinese medicine. It was thought that goji berry, meaning lyceum, right? That's the kind of the old transcript of it. It was thought in Chinese medicine that by eating goji berries, you get knowledge of all other Chinese municipals. So think about that. Eating a food and you get knowledge from eating the food. It's really cool stuff when you start to really think about the way that the goji berry and cacao has been culturally. And we really lost that. Cacao's on the dollar bill in Mexico. I mean, it's crazy. Cacao's everywhere. And we don't get this stuff into our systems. And you don't see it on the shelves because, it's tucked away in a little aisle. But I'll tell you, really, when you start eating this food, it's definitely more expensive. I'm not going to lie. But when you're looking at 958 level of antioxidants in cacao powder, I mean, I can't afford not to do it. My kids do it. We cook with it. We put it in our smoothies. I mean, it's really great stuff. And goji berries, forget about it. I love these things. One of the most simple, how many people put lemon in water? Right? Lemon's so good. Not even close to what the superfoods are. But all you have to do is goji berry water. Buy some goji berries. Take those goji berries. Do we have samples of goji berries that came out? Yeah, great. So take that little packet, open up, and dump it in your water. The water will turn red. Tastes good. Increased energy. High in antioxidants. And then you will also alkalize. Alkalizing is extremely important. I'm building a talk right now. It's called pH Miracle. It's about alkalizing the body. Alkalizing is everything. Cancer cannot live in an acidic environment. Only acidic environments can harbor cancer. So once you start to learn about alkalizing, some of it's through diet, a lot of it's through breathing, a lot of it's through the mind, but one way to do it is really to start doing things simple like goji berry water. You just start drinking that stuff. It's also the only food that is proven to stimulate human growth hormone. Does anybody know what HGH is? Yeah, some of the players get a little in trouble, because they take HGH. Human growth hormone significantly stimulates healing. And when you start eating this, when you start getting these superfoods in, this is what makes a superfood a superfood. It starts to transcend what like a normal carrot will do. Carrot's good for the eyes because of the vitamin A. These things have a lot of lycopenes and the adaptogens, which an adaptogen now is a new thing that they're finding in the body that, adaptogen can change its molecular construct over here to be one thing, and then it can also be a hormone over here, and then it can help the protein matrix over here. Adaptogens are really, really cool. 90% of everything that's going on in the body happens without us knowing it. Only 10% we actually know we can study. So when somebody says, oh my God, that's so unresearched, I'm like, oh my God, open your mind, free your mind, and your health will follow. Right? Because what happens is this, so eating life food, like if I'm watering the garden, stepping on the garden hose, I have a principle that tells me that garden is not going to be able to flourish. I don't need every double-blinded clinical study to tell me what's going on in the garden. right? If I take a ball and I throw it at that wall, science tells me that it will travel half the distance from that wall to infinity. You know, any knowledgeable individual can see that that ball is going to hit the wall. So you know, we science is great. Science has brought us a long way, but we have to also understand the new science of epigenetics is changing everything the way that we thought. Newtonian. That's a whole different construct right there. Now, honey. Honey is unbelievable. The power of the bee is in the bee. And the power of the food that the honey creates is unbelievable. One of the only sustainable food sources on the planet. Never goes bad. Ever. Real honey never goes bad. Think it's a coincidence that the honey is in the Atlanta smoothie? Absolutely not. Only time you have to be careful with honey is two times. If you're under the age of one, okay, or if you have diabetes, okay, because yes, honey is, it's high in the glycemic index, but it's a complex polysaccharide. Honey is great for rashes on the skin, bacteria, like conjunctivitis. Take it, put it in your eyes, it'll get rid of conjunctivitis. My child had conjunctivitis a year ago. Put honey, it was gone overnight. It's a topical, it's an antibiotic. All right, when you, it's an antibiotic at the same time, it's a probiotic. Really, really interesting, because when you eat honey, there are millions and millions of probiotics in it, because the probiotics are what keep the, is what keeps the honey stable. Honey, if it gets cold, will harden. Real honey, when you warm it up, will liquefy again. All right, that's how you know if you have good honey. Okay? Yes? All right, yes. Okay, so what you talk? All right, so let's go over some of these quick, fun honey facts, and I think that'll answer some of them. So, in order to make 1 pound of honey, a bee or the colony needs to go to 2 million different flowers. So, you want those flowers to be in your environment, especially if you're talking about. If you're talking about allergies. If somebody has allergies, if you go on honey seasonally, right, because we harvest honey four or five times a year. So if you go on honey annually, you'll get rid of your allergies because your body becomes less desensitized to them. A bee needs to fly 5,500 miles to make one jar of honey. So that's from here to the moon. I mean, you're just talking about a massive amount of potential energy. One bee in their lifetime will make 1/12 of a tablespoon per their life. So you think about that, right? So each hive in one day will go to 225,000 flowers, and it's the only food that would never spoil. So ultimately, you want to eat food locally, okay? Whole Foods has something over here that's called pure maple. Pure maple is harvested out of Concord, Mass. And what they do is, in a sense, they stick a straw in a maple tree and they pull that water out of it and they put it right into the you know, jug, and then you're drinking from it. So I like that concept of the pure maple because it's out of Concord, Mass. So when you start to eat locally, it's called macrobiotics. Honey is the best thing that you can do locally. When you travel with it, because you're grounding yourself to the bacteria of your environment, will decrease jet lag. Will help your digestive system when you go to Mexico or anywhere when you're traveling. I always travel with a jar of honey because it keeps you grounded to your area. Does that make sense? Now, if you get it from like New Zealand, also in the orange groves down in Florida, there are some healing benefits to different flowers in different nations and different areas. So I have honey from Greece. I mean, I have honey, anytime somebody travels, they're like, oh, what can I get? Yeah, I'm like, bring me back honey. I want natural honey from that environment because that is, it's really powerful. So I love honey. I actually jar it myself. I love it that much. Yeah, and just, you know, staph infection. I mean, I can go on. You can Google honey. Honey is huge. And then the last one I'm going to, which I covered the last time that we're going to get into the new ones, is maca. Maca is one of the most unbelievable superfoods out there for hormonal health. Anytime, let's say a female having hot flashes, male having, sexual issues, you know, it's a natural aphrodisiac. Mass General is doing a study on it right now for impotence. It helps in regulating every hormone in your body. Thyroid, it's a phenomenal thyroid support. We've used maca in so many different ways. Optimizes chemistry at a cellular level. Now the thing about maca is it doesn't taste so good. So because it's a very oily, has a lot of fats, and it's a very high crop. It's the highest crop in the world. The only thing that can live way up there in the high altitudes. And when it's harvested, it's broken down into a powder. But if you take that powder and you put it into a smoothie, you can hide the taste. Some people love the taste. I just don't particularly like the taste of maca. But for a lot of the endocrine regulating reasons, for energy, for mood swings and irritability, maca really, really, really works very, very well. Okay, this is the point we were getting to earlier. I talked about marine phytoplankton real quick, but what about blue-green algae? So blue-green algae is basically it's a freshwater algae. And some of it's harvested in brackish water, but the food that harnesses the most amount of sun energy wins. Well, blood life is in. The life of plants is called what? Chlorophyll. Chlorophyll harnesses that sun energy. The most densely populated chlorophyll foods is algae. So when you look at it, we have two different types of blue-green algae that are typically harvested. You have spirulina, and then you have chlorella. Well, the difference between the two, spirulina, any vegans in the audience? All right. So when you're looking at being vegan, or a lot of times you look at protein, right? You want to get good sources of full protein. That's why, you know, meat eaters, typically what happens is meat eat. Well, you eat meat, you get a full source of protein, so what happens? Then you don't have to, you know, worry about, you know, your body doesn't have to worry about getting, you know, piecing those proteins together. Well, spirulina is a full source of protein. Hemp seed is a full source of protein. Goji berry is a full source of protein. So you can eat these foods just like eating meat. Actually, per pound, spirulina has more protein in it than meat does. So when you start to implement spirulina into your diet, this blue-green algae, it's a really good source of that. Also increases serotonin. What does serotonin do? It's your what? Makes you feel good. Yeah, it makes you happy. So you can eat food and be happy. I mean, that's a concept, right? Anti-inflammatory, very anti-inflammatory, very high in iron. Now, chlorella, it's a great blue-green algae. It's a higher... It has higher levels of chlorophyll. When you have the significant amounts of chlorophyll that chlorella has, you've got to be careful. It's great, but it detoxifies the liver quite a bit. So chlorella will be pulled into the liver and help the liver detox. So when I'm really cautious when people start to take chlorella in the office. What I want them to do is I want them to start out slow, because it also reoxygenates the blood. It helps in hemoglobin production. So when you start to add this stuff in, you start to eat this food, you start to address your blood chemistry, and then you're starting to feel good. And, you know, also when you take chlorella, because it helps reoxygenate the blood so much, it helps battle dehydration, it's really good. Like if you go out and you think you're going to have a couple drinks, a couple wine, you know, maybe three glasses of wine, you know, and you're having a good time, take chlorella, you'll never have a hangover. I heard that one time. I said, Clark, come on. That can't be true. Take a handful of chlorella before you go out. Forget it. You're going to wake up and you're going to be energized. Not that I am condoning, and not that Whole Foods is condoning the drink of alcoholic beverages and another stack of wine sitting right here, but that's fine. Yeah, we sell them at $2.99, but that's okay. That's awesome. I did put that in there. That's funny. So now let's get to some other superfoods that we didn't review in the last one. And this one's coconut, right there. I talked a little bit about coconut. Coconut to me is my number one source of electrolytes. I exercise at a very high level, especially during the summertime. I will not exercise without taking honey with me, first of all. Honey is the only food on the planet, food that's been clinically proven to, first, make you smarter, right? It helps in brain development, and also makes you stronger and increases endurance. Only food. Coconut has the highest levels of of electrolytes of any other food on the planet. And in order for the water to go from the roots into the coconut nut takes 9 months. That is 9 months of distilling water coming up from the ground, traveling up the tree, going into the coconut, grabbing all of those electrolytes, and then what do? You eat it and you drink it. So I wanted to have a coconut here where I tapped it for you and we drank it together, but I didn't. So, but this is the coconut product that I can see here that is the purest form of coconut, rather than grabbing the coconuts that are typically over there, but they're all out. I told like 10 people about them today, and that was my mistake because now they're all gone. Also, it has, another thing about coconut, has a lot of fatty acids in it. A lot of times people hear that, coconut, anybody ever heard, and I've been in debates about this, because has anybody ever heard that coconut causes high cholesterol? Yeah, right? And it's not good for you because of the saturated fat. Well, this is they're medium chain, fatty acids. They're not saturated fatty. Like a medium chain fatty acid would have 9 carbons on it, where saturated fat from meat have 28 carbons on it. So it's a totally different source of saturated fat. It does nothing to cause acidity in your system, and actually is proven to decrease cholesterol. No change whatsoever. It doesn't do anything by increasing the cholesterol. It increases HDLs, which is your good cholesterol, which clean the arteries, but decreases LDL. Also, of the lip, which one is it? It's lauric acid, or can't remember the fatty acid. I think it's lauric acid. And what happens? It's right there. So because of the lauric acid, what happens is that's really good for your thyroid. What that will do is it speeds up your thyroid, and coconut will actually will cause weight loss. When my blood sugar level is low, when I come home and I'm like, oh my God, I am starving, I want dizzy and I want to pass out, I take a scoop of coconut oil and I eat it like this, and I eat it. Within 5 minutes, my blood sugar level comes up, and now it's stabilized because I'm stabilizing my blood sugar level with fat. That is how you challenge your fat system. You don't just, you don't stuff potato chips in your mouth, or even eat, starchy, a bowl of pasta or just a bunch of scoops of rice. You eat fat or medium chain fatty acids, which are quick to break down, stimulates your fat metabolism, and then you can do whatever you want. And I used to be 205 pounds. And people are like, oh, no, you will never, it comes easy for you because, you're a little skinny mini. I mean, I was 205 pounds, and I had to lose weight very quickly because of a life insurance test. And I ended up losing the weight in 3 weeks, and I've kept it off for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I do it by stabilizing my insulin levels with superfoods. Yes. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. It does matter where it comes from. You can get coconut water. I mean, there's a bunch of coconut water on the shelves. I am particularly fond of buying the coconut, smashing the hole in it and drinking it from the coconut. That was my best. I always have coconuts in my refrigerator during this. I'm different. I'm like not like the rest. My mother always told me I'm not like the rest of the kids. Kathy? True? Yep. They knew me when I was growing up. Now the next source, a more expensive source than the regular refined coconut, is going to be this one. It's the Harmless Harvest. You don't need this much coconut water. You can get the smaller one, which is $2.50. But that has enough electrolytes in it. That one's a good. That's a good source of coconut. The other coconut sources, you know, I don't really drink too much. All right. Also, the thing about coconut, has anybody heard that coconut from the actual coconut is just like your blood? Anybody, you can do a blood transfusion with coconut water? They used to do that in World War II, right? Where they tap the coconut, because plasma, your body has a lot of blood and hemoglobin. I mean, it has a lot of water and hemoglobin. So what they would do is they would tap coconuts, then IV it, and you can still do this if you're, you know, stranded in Zimbabwe, right? Or in Hawaii. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? So, but what you can do, tap a coconut, put it right into your vein, and you can do a blood transfusion with coconut because it's plasma. Now, when you look at taking chlorophyll, right? What did I put on the next one? Yeah. And then you start looking at the hemoglobin complex. So, and then 45% of your blood is hemoglobin. 55% of it is coconut. The next superfood that we would talk about is hemp. Hemp increases, is basically, it's a, it's also mimics, it helps your body hemoglobin. It's a huge source of protein. It's another full source of protein for you. It's the best source of protein on the planet. It's the highest level of fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s. It helps oxygen carrying capacity because it helps stimulate hemoglobin. So this doctor did this, I can't remember the name of the gentleman, but he said if you do a mixture of hemp and coconut water, mix it in, and you drink it, it's like an instant blood transfusion. Because of the, it's very close to blood doping because it's very close to blood. So when you drink that, it's enormous amount of energy. I really don't like to give these tips to people that I bike with because I do this stuff all the time and I'm always in front of them. And they're like, oh my God, your legs, you know, how much are you training? It's not that I'm training, it's I'm all jacked up on this superfood stuff. I really bought into it. And I bought into it because of knowing epigenetics. In knowing that, I can change my genes based on eating good foods. And when I eat these things and you start to get this food into your system, you will feel unbelievable. Yes? Yeah, okay. Good point. So the question was, is coconut milk good? Now, so the way that I eat the coconut water, right? So when you tap that coconut, cut the coconut in half and then scoop out the coconut meat. That's the fat. That's the stuff that's going to stabilize your insulin levels. The water that comes inside of it, that's good for the electrolytes. So that whole thing is a good source of food. When you're drinking coconut milk, which we drink in our house, we drink coconut milk, we drink almond milk, very rare on soy milk, but you know, you can. Hemp milk, I'm just not a fan of, but it's a good source of milk. Drinking coconut milk is not like doing the coconut or the coconut water for the electrolytes. It's good. They fortify it with calcium. Coconut milk is more acidic than regular whole milk is, so you will absorb that calcium better than you will from whole milk. You'll actually absorb more calcium from almond milk and coconut milk than you will from a glass of regular whole milk, because of the texture of it. So I just do that if I'm having like granola in the morning, I'll use coconut milk. But I don't drink it because it's good for me in like a whole glass. Yes. Insulin stabilizer, correct. It is, yep. All right. Coconut is unbelievable because it's high in fat, and fat stabilizes your insulin levels. What you need to do, though, is you need to how are we going to challenge those insulin levels? What are we going to do?
Starve.
We're going to starve. Good. You know, in a sense, what you're doing is totally different than I'm Italian. I grew up in an Italian household, grandmothers, you know, feeding myself, and they're like, you know, you don't want to starve, but you need to challenge those things. And I love it. Everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, we grew up like that. Well, Mom, you know, you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure. My grandfather died of a heart attack. Mom had a heart attack. My father has high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Yeah, I know you grew up like that, but look at, you know, culturally, you know, what we have. And we, you know, 90% of all chronic disease in the United States is lifestyle and nature. Harvard Medical School did that study, and it's because of epigenetics. Did somebody have a question? Yes.
There's so many coconut products.
Yes.
Yes,
good. Okay. And Katie, I will get to questions, and we will, because we're going to be doing some raffles. I got to get there very quickly, very quickly. So, yes, the shaved dried coconut is a great source. Anything dried, sun-dried, okay? When you sun-dry something, you can still harvest the, when it's not cooked, dried, and sun-dried, you can still harness the essence of the meat in there, and it will lock in the enzymes, and the enzymes will stay stabilized. So yeah, dry coconut is good. Yeah, I do a lot of dry coconut. In the Atlantis smoothie, which we'll get, aloe vera, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm going to miss you. Aloe vera, here you go, right? Digestive system, reflux, anything like that, drink aloe vera. Alkalizing, aloe vera. Aloe vera, aloe vera, aloe vera. Very, very good stuff. Very cleansing for the liver. Anytime you have a burn, acne, anything, put aloe vera on your skin. Really good. Good to do topically. Good to do internal. I know that they sell aloe vera here. You sell it in, like, aloe vera sticks. They like one of these things will come out. You can buy one. You can take. You can shave off. It's called, flaking. I don't know what it's called. You can just pull it off, pull the gel off, and eat that or drink that. You can get aloe vera juice for your stomach. Great, great, great stuff. How much is enough? I'm not going to dive into this right now too much because you are all going to get this. If you didn't sign up for the stuff, you can sign up. Anna has a sign-up sheet. You will all get this. Goji berries, cacao nibs. I give you all of the what's enough and what's too much. The hemp seed, really, for the, you know, while you're just doing normal stuff, 50 grams. You know, you could give kids a little less than that. But if you're really exercising and stuff like that, I really want you to get up to about 140 grams. It's, you know, hemp seed, you know, do a little hemp seed and chia seed mixture. Really, really, really good stuff. And the thing is, you don't have to get this stuff in your system every single day. What you want to do is you want to start playing with it. See which one feels right for you. See how it makes you feel. For ones that I would do, bar none, that I do every single day, is I do honey. I'm in honey all the time. I'm a big honey fan, obviously. I do goji berries on a very regular basis. I do cacao on a very regular basis. The top three, I do those all the time. These other ones, you know, MC, goji berry, I do sparingly. And I do them just based on, you know, switching things up. So what we have here tonight is we designed together with a group of people, scientists, put it all together. We sat down months. We designed the Atlantis smoothie. And it is a superfood smoothie that they're selling at the juice bar, smoothie bar right now. It's a chocolate heaven dream smoothie. Basically what we put in it, I put avocado in there because I want the avocado to offset some of the, because we put honey in there. Anytime I have a sugar, I like to offset it with fat. And fat ultimately stabilizes your insulin level. And then, so we do avocado, we do honey, we do goji berry cacao powder, a little bit of ice, just because I like to put some of that ice in there just to give it a little cool flavor. You can ask for it without ice, but I think the ice adds a little bit of a good touch to it. You can get that over there at the juice bar. If anybody, if anybody has any questions or wants to go up there, I think that's going to be there until Sunday.
Yes, and everyone's got a sample.
Everybody, we have a sample of the, okay, they were out. Now they'll be able to have a sample right now. This is awesome stuff. When you have a full one of these things and you start drinking them, the beginning, once it touches your lips, you're like, ooh, it's a little bitter because the cacao is a little bitter. But once you start like drinking it, it really, really, really is refreshing. Refreshing, I just said. Good. So does anybody have any questions? Yes.
Where do you get the good honey?
The good honey. Well, you can use good honey. At Whole Foods has good honey. If you want local raw honey, we sell that in our office.
We sell local raw.
Oh yeah, they sell it. Okay, and they sell it.
I mean, we sell a lot of different kinds of honey, so you have to go over there and know if you want raw honey, do you want organic honey, do you want local honey?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. So they do have raw. They have local honey here, so you can do that. Yes. Oh, that's it.
Would you do honey in lieu of probiotics?
Okay, that's a good point. So the question was, is if you're taking probiotics, would you do honey in lieu of probiotics? So probiotics, the way that how I feel about that, is you should be on a probiotic a couple times a year, okay? You should be on a probiotic, let's say, going into the wintertime. Your digestive tract is everything with your immune system. Okay, so you want to be on a probiotic for energy, for digestion, for power, for strength. Probiotic, you're going to want to do going into October, okay, and you're going to want to do it in the wintertime because of the immune system suppression. Now,
5 or 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so October, November, December, January. Then you can decrease the dosage unless you get sick or there's a stress in your life that affects your digestive tract. Decrease the dosage, and then you can do honey. You can do the kombucha drinks. You can do the probiotic drinks that they have over there. You can do those to just stabilize your probiotics through the summertime. But I do honey to stabilize my probiotics. I load up on probiotics during the winter. Good question. What was your answer?
Raw honey is the best.
Yeah, raw local. I'm a big fan of local because of the flower, the bees being in your neck of the woods.
Your samples, your recipes, are they on the website?
You're talking about all of these? Yeah, those aren't on the website, but I think you have. Yeah, they have the recipes for all the stuff right there. Yep. So you can grab one, or what we can do is. We can also, I can get that file from them, we can send it out when we send everything. And so what we want, yes, last question, go ahead. Cacao powder, 2 tablespoons a day. So I am going to ask some questions for people that were paying attention, and we are going to give, how many things do we have to give away, Katie? We have 4 things to give away. First, I'm going to stop this recording.